Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 8th of December 2025. Today's topic is, where do you go for help? Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 31 verse 1 to 5. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men, and not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey. When a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion, and for the hill thereof. Verse 5. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he will preserve it. Key verse. Isaiah chapter 31 verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. The topic of our study is a question that every child needs to answer: where do you go to for help? In our Bible passage, God pronounced woe, great sadness and trouble, on those that go down to Egypt for help. Egypt represents the world and its evil practice. As Christians, we should look unto God for help and make our requests known to him through prayers. Jane woke up one morning and noticed that her eyes were swollen and also paining her seriously. As soon as her mother saw it, she started panicking. She picked up her phone, called their family physician, doctor, and reported the case to him. The doctor told her to bring Jane to the clinic. Jane's mother hurriedly entered the room to get Jane dressed up so she would take her to the eye clinic, but met Jane kneeling by her bedside, praying to God. She asked that God should uproot anything that the enemy had planted in her eyes, which has caused the swelling and the pain. At the hospital, while Jane and her mom were waiting for their turn to see the doctor, Jane called her mother's attention to her eyes that the swelling had gone down and the pains disappeared. By the time the doctor examined her, she has been completely healed. Whenever you have any challenge, your first response should be prayers to God. He alone has power to solve all problems. Prayer for today. Father in heaven, I look up unto you for help. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Psalm 121 verse 1 to 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.